We're going to start now getting into the Ikra Sugya of this Inyan, of Sechir's Poyalim, is the Inyan of retracting a deal, backing out from an oral commitment to hire someone, which is Nogea, a lot of cases. For example, we'll just give some examples that it's Nogea. It's Nogea, let's say you tell a Mora you're going to send your child to her nursery, to her group, to her camp, and then you back out for whatever reason. You make an appointment with a doctor and you can't make the appointment. Do you have to pay for the appointment? You hire a tutor for your child and then you can't make that session. Do you have to pay for the session or not? Anytime that you're hiring and then you don't make, you know, we think that, well, listen, I'm just a simple guy. I'm not a major corporation owner that I have employees. But the truth is all these cases are simple cases that we are hiring people to do things for us. And therefore you have to know the halacha, what's going to be if you back out. So the Chazon Ish, in his Akdama to this Inyan, he says that there are about, I think he says about 25 to 30 parameters. Only. In all the cases, okay? Meaning, who backs out? When did he back out? Was it his fault? Not his fault? He has a whole cheshbon, what to know. So we're just going to deal with, right now, we're dealing with one case. The case we're going to deal with right now is when you hire someone to do work for you. And let me just give one more hakdama. There's two types of workers. There's what's called a schir yoim, and there's a poyel, and there's something called a kabbalin. A poyel is a worker that you generally pay by the hour. You know, a salaried worker. And then you have a different thing, which is a kabbalin, which you pay them for the job. Meaning, for example, you hire someone to a tailor to make a suit for you. That's a kabbalin. You hire someone to do a specific job for you, and by the time they're finished, so that's a kabbalin. We're going to be talking about right now, a schir, a poyel, which all the cases I gave you is a poyel. You know, they're working for you, a babysitter, a mora, a doctor, all those things are a poil, they're working for you. Number one, service. A service.
Right.
They're providing you a service and you're hiring them for that service, number one. Number two, we're going to deal with right now the perspective of the employer backing out from the employee. The employee backing out is a different sugya, which we'll get to. Okay, what if he backs out, what are the damages that, and he causes, you know, what's his achrayas to the bala boss? But right now we're talking about if the bala boss backs out, what's his achrayas to the worker, to the poyel?
It's different if it's hourly or not hourly?
Yeah.
So the amora is different than a doctor?
No, but amora is not doing a pot. Which way? Who's more hourly than the other?
I assume,
amora is not a kabbalin. I mean, the point is, it's still, even if it's not, even if you don't calculate the payment hourly, but they're working for you.
It's a service.
Assume more is hourly. You're not going to say, you know, my kid doesn't know how much to go back to teacher again.
Right, I'm saying, but a kabbalin is also, a doctor is also, he pays for the appointment. I mean, he makes a chesh, but what he has to make for the appointment. And so,
and what we're going to learn, does it apply equally to Jews and Goyim?
No, right now we're talking about all Jews right
all
now.
Jews.
I don't know what the halacha is for non-Jews. Okay, so now let's start this Braisa, which is going on the mission, but we're going to start with the Braisa because we have to get into it. Okay, Desanya. That was what we pointed out to start from there. Desanya. Hasoicher a Braisa nine vavam and base. Hasoicher sa umnin vhitu is balabayis or balabayis hita oisam. Ein lam zel zel tarumis. So right now it means. Right now it means that if let's deal with this first. This is the verbal agreement, an oral agreement. No one started work. They just told each other, they committed to each other to do the job. So the halacha is, if they back out, there's tarumis. We discussed tarumis last week. That means that there's a taina. They have a taina on you. You know, they're allowed to be beroigis at you. So why'd you do that? So there's a tvir of tarumis. But by the way, the sma asks the kasha, that we learned, if you were here from the beginning when we started, you know, over a year ago. So we learned that by Mekach HaMemkar, there's something called a Mechusar Amana. Mekach HaMemkar means, not talking about tzchiris, we're talking about buying. Let's say you go to someone, you say, I'm going to buy the car, and you make the whole deal, but you didn't actually pay. If you pay and you back out, there's a Mishapara, right? There's a curse. Uh-huh. But if you didn't pay, you just told the guy that you're going to buy it from him, and you don't, so it's Mechusar Amana. It means you're not a trustworthy person. And there's nafkaminas to that, that the rav of the city is allowed to announce in public that this guy's a rasha. So, mechusar amana is a pretty serious thing. Because you're allowed to, yamoid harasha, you know. But you're allowed to lemaisa announce not to do business with him. He's mechusar amana. And Beis Din will try to convince him otherwise. The Aruch HaShulchan says Tarumis is not like that. Tarumis, he's not a mechusar amana. It means he's not a rasha, and you can't do anything to him. There's, between them, Beis Din even shouldn't be getting involved necessarily. Between them, you know, there's Tarumis. He has a tainan. It means Chazal are saying it's not, you know, obviously it's not glat, but it's Tarumis. The question is, why is there no mechusar amana over here? L'chari, you made a verbal agreement to contract out this person. Why is it no mechusar amana? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, we're talking about a case that you're backing out for a reason.
Right,
you're backing out for a good reason. Now you can anticipate. Not even unexpected, but you're backing out for a good reason. Let's say you can get someone for a better price.
It's a good reason.
You can get someone for a better price.
But you agree.
So in that case, there's no mechusar amana by purchasing either, if you can get a better price. No, but Maisie, the question is mechusar amana, because mechusar amana pashtus is just you back down on your word. That's
what if you already agreed? What if you already?
We're talking about you agreed. Right. Shuk is different. I'm not talking about shaking. But
why
if you
are
just
backing out, it has to be for no reason.
We're talking about here. You're backing out because you're not interested anymore, right? You don't want.
And that could be why?
What?
There's a reason why
you want. He said he got better not price. Not because he's better price or whatever. You're in the mood of using this guy. Where? Mechusar amana is because you're backing out for no reason, right?
That's no good. That you're
or not a good enough reason. It's not to save yourself money.
Reason.
Let's say you decide for whatever reason you don't want that item anymore. That's not a good enough reason. If you lemaisa, you don't need the item anymore. Let's say you bought a lawnmower and then all of a sudden you move and there's no lawn in your new house, so you don't need the lawnmower anymore. So there's no reason for you to have it. Okay. So something like that's mechusar amana. But here we're talking about you back out for a good reason. Okay. This tarumis.
What?
Well, you probably knew that beforehand. Okay. Vemedvar. Fine. So this is the first case. Again, nothing happened yet. Nothing happened. There was no halicha. They didn't start working. You just made the oral commitment. And lemaisa, you're allowed to back out, but there's tarumis. The guy can walk around grumpy at you and have a tain on you. And if you do it for no reason, it's even mechusar amana. That means that we're allowed to make a public statement: don't do business with this guy. So that's already more serious.
Mm-hmm. So if it's just tarumis, he's not allowed to tell anybody.
I mean, he could tell someone if he want. I don't know Shulchan Aruch, but he could tell someone.
There might be the
Beis Din, the Rav, the Beis Din is not allowed to make a public announcement.
Do you guys
are Rav? That could possibly be the Rav. That's
the
point.
Okay. There's toilets. There's no toilets.
Exactly. Vamed Dvar Mamurim. Let's go further. Vamed Dvar Mamurim. Where is this true? Okay, just two more lines, and then we'll get into it. Vamed Dvar Mamurim. Where is this true that there's only Tarumis? Shalai Halchu is when the workers didn't go to the work site. Avaholchu chamarim, if let's say you hired porters, you hired people to carry stuff for you, and you told them, listen, go to the warehouse, and I'm hiring you to bring the stuff from the warehouse here. V'leimotu tvua, and then they show up to the warehouse, there's nothing doing. There's no tvua there. So I don't need your service anymore. Poyalim, or I hired workers to work on the field. Umatsu sadik shilecha, and you show up to the work site, and the sad is not able to be worked on. Noisam schar mishulim, you got to pay him for his day's work. Aval, however, the way you evaluate the day's work is the way you evaluate the day's work is that you don't pay him for the hard job, you pay him for his time. So for example, let's say the day's work would be $100. Okay? This is how you evaluate it, simply speaking. Let's say the day's work would be $100 to plow the field. The guy shows up, he can't plow the field. So he has a day off. Now how much would he take to get a day off? If you would tell him, well, listen, you can take a day off unpaid. So obviously he's not taking a day off. If you say you can take a day off, but you'll get $10. Still, I'm not going to be willing to do it. But if you say $50, $60 for the day off, okay, fine. So I'll be willing to take $50, $60. That's how you evaluate poil bottle. Poil bottle means that it's working, but maybe it's a general thing you evaluate. But the point is you evaluate it not. It's like you hired him. You can't really back out. You owe him the day's work. But the way you lemaisa, he got a free day, so you pay him what it costs. To you know, what is worth it for him to have a free day? Okay, good. So this is the brisa. Now, so it would seem like from here that there's a new halacha that if you just committed orally, you're not chayiv for him. There's no kinyan. But if you went to the work site, there's a kinyan to some degree. There's a kinyan that he started working for you. Once he started working for you, you can't really back out. And if you back out, it's too late. You hired him. You got to pay him for the day's work. Now the way you evaluate it is kapoyel batel. That's what it seemed like. Now, Tosis throws a very important monkey wrench into this whole thing. Frek Tosis Akasha. Tosis asks, we'll say it outside, but Tosis asks Akasha, there's a concept called Dina de Garmi. Dina Degami means when you cause someone a loss of money. You know, you weren't mazikin. Mazik means you went and slashed his tires.
Right.
Dina Degami means you didn't slash his tire. You caused something to happen that he gets some sort of loss. You weren't mazikin.
Indirect.
So our indirect loss. So we paskin that you're chaya for that. So frekta is a kasha. It's a higher
it's
level grumma. Of grumma. It's a little higher than grumma. So Tosa says, Garmi, you're chaya for. So frekta is a kasha. That if that's true, so over here, you told the guy, let's take a mover, for example. You tell the mover, okay, I'm going to use you for my move. I'm moving down to Florida. That's a big job for the mover, so he's got to clear out 3 days of his calendar. And you tell him that, you know, I'm using you for my move. I'm moving August 29th. It's all the way at the end of the season. No one's moving anymore in September. That's it. So comes August 27th. You can call him up. By the way, I got a better mover. I'm using my neighbor. My neighbor just went into the business. He's asking me to do business with him. You know, I want to be his first client to Florida, so I'm going to use him instead. See you later. So Lemaisa, he can't get the job now. He booked up his calendar for you, and now he can't get another job. So Frektosis, you were garim him hefshed. There's a din de garmi over here. You were garim him a loss. Now that he can't fill the slot, he can't get a job. So why is there only tarumis? In Echlam, it's a verbal commitment, but because of you, he can't get another job.
Right.
So are you liable for that? And we paskin you are. So Taisa says this whole case of Tarumas is talking about that he can you let him know with enough time
he can get another job.
Yeah. And how much time is that?
However much time it takes. It depends on what it is, obviously.
Yeah, right.
But the point is that he could still get another job. Yeah. Okay? If you're talking about a day worker, you're going to Home Depot and picking up the worker, and then you drop him off there, assuming he's a Jewish guy. So you drop him off there.
No chance.
Yeah. So you drop him off over there. And then you pick him up at 7 a.m. By the time you bring him back at 10, because you decided you're not using him, so maybe that's his chilu already. But the point is, forget that. Let's say you tell the guy, you tell. Yeah, that's probably halchul already. But the point is, let's say you.
Halchul already still could have got other work. Why? Who cares if it was halchul?
Okay, that's the rush's, that's the kasha.
Yeah.
Okay, so M for Tosfos. That in Echanam, we're talking about that you couldn't have gotten another, that you fired him, you let him know with enough time to get another job, that's why there's only Tarumas. But now, what's the Kasha? If that's so then even if he was Holchu, the same Halacha would be. So let's assume he went to the work site, but he shows up at the work site early, he sees that the field is totally flooded, he can't work there, so let him run back to town and he'll get another job.
Right.
So Tosfos says in Echanam, he could do that. And if he could do that, he has to do it. And you're not obligated. If you backed out, even after he started the work and he went to the work site, if you can back out with enough time for him to go ahead and start and get another job, so you're also potter. So it comes out from Taisus, the simple reading of Taisus, there's really no difference in halacha between halachu, right, between haskalos, between starting the work and just the verbal commitment to do it. In both cases, the halacha would be the same. That if you can get another job, then you're not liable. Right. If you can't get another job, you are chayiv even by just dibur. That's what comes out from the simple reading of Taishas. Now, the Rosh says that if you think about it, though, there is an important nafkamina. Okay, there's an important nafkamina, means an important difference between the two cases, and why are you chayiv to pay for the money? The Rosh says like this: if the reason you're paying for the money is because of the loss that you were goyim him, it's only going to, you're only going to be chayiv if he actually had another job opportunity. If he gave up another job opportunity because of you, okay, so you called the mover and he passed up on 5 other jobs because of you, so then you have to pay him. But let's assume this guy's a new guy anyway, and out of the blue you called him up, or let's say he doesn't really do moves, he's not a mover, but he would have done you, for you, you know, I'm really out of the business, I'm doing something else these days, but, you know, I'll move you down anyway. So he does the move. Now, by the time, if I cancel on him, he wouldn't have gotten another job anyway. So I wasn't guarding him any loss.
Why is that? Why are we looking at that industry? Maybe the other thing that he's doing.
Okay, fine. Whatever the case is, the point is he wouldn't have gotten another job.
How do you know that?
What?
How do you know that?
Because he didn't pick up.
I'm talking about a case. I need somebody this Wednesday to help me out with whatever.
I don't know how you know it.
I hire him. He takes his name off the website for Wednesday.
Okay, if this is the case, you could. There's no. It's an
interview. Specific case.
A case where we know. I'm telling you that the guy says, listen, I don't really do this anymore, and no one called him for the last 2 years for this job. And he's sitting there. He's waiting on the edge of the seat.
What Rabbi Kessel's asking is that, what about, he has a new job. What about his new job?
Okay, the new job, he doesn't work in the summer. He's a Rebbe. He doesn't work in the summer. He moves on the spare time. Okay, so. So,
he's a mover.
The point is, The point is, he moves in his spare time, right? Whatever. So he didn't give up another job for you. So if he didn't give up on another job for you, in the case where you just made an oral commitment, you would be potter because there was no loss there. You weren't going to remember loss. However, Zakta Rosh, if you went to the job site, he already started. You were kind of him. He started working for you, you're chayv no matter what. It has nothing to do with loss. And once he started working for you, the chayv is not mitzad, it's not because of the loss that you were gotten him. The chayv is because you made a kinyan that he's your worker, you got to pay him to be your worker.
But then you can only pay him for what he
okay,
did.
Okay, so you pay him for the pile of bottle.
Correct.
Fine, so you pay him for the pile of bottle.
What do you mean? That's what he did. For the whole day.
You pay him for the whole day, but only like a pile of bottle.
Okay, so
fine. Okay.
What?
Hochul. Yeah, Hochul is called the Hochul. It's going to the work site, yeah. By the way, Lagabi, an interesting thing that he's bringing up. So we're saying that a holchu to the work site, going to the work site is like a schalas malacha. So I see in the chalkas, he wants to know, what about if the guy bought supplies for it already? He didn't go to the work site, but he got prepared on his own. You know, he didn't actually start working for you, but on his own,
he invested in the material to sew the suit.
Let's not go suiting right now. But the point is, he spent
okay.
other time doing it. Let's say he called workers. Let's say in the case of the move, he didn't actually start going down to your house, but he called workers already.
He rented the plow.
Whatever it is, he called workers already, and he did work for you.
Commit for them,
but he didn't actually go to the work site. so there's So he brings down different things, but even not other things which are to prepare himself for the work is also called hischilu, because he started working for you. The bottom line is he got that's also called working.
But
for
only
you.
If that's
hischilu is really starting, and then there's a chiddush that also is like hischilu.
He didn't start working. Right. He started preparing for the work. That's the point.
Hochul was first.
I know, but the point is here he didn't do anything for you. He made a phone call.
Hischilu is the main point.
On the way.
It's not like he started loading the truck. That's hischilu.
On the way to the farm, he went to the renta center to pick up the plow.
Okay. Okay. Good.
So we're saying that prep is not starting the job.
No, we're saying it is.
There's certain things which are not. He brings over here a different Malkiel that brings certain things are not, but that's called starting the job. Okay? Good. So now what we're saying is like this. If he starts the job for you and you back out, you have to pay him like a poil bottle. You have to pay him like a poil bottle for all the time that he backed out, that he was supposed to work. If he didn't start, then
what's
it depends.
What's all the time? If you hired him for a week and he came for a day, then you have to pay him for the week?
If it's one unit, yeah. Now, the other way, it was a verbal commitment, then it depends, was there a loss? If he gave up a job for you, you have to pay him the loss, and if not, not. Now, one of the nafkamina the Rosh says is, let's say you promised him higher than the going rate. In other words, this guy, the average going rate, he is in the moving business. And this guy would have gotten the going rate to move down to Florida is $7,000. You told him, listen, you're my friend, I'm not going to negotiate with you, I'll pay you $8,000. And now you back out on him.
You have to give him $8,000.
So now you have to give him like a pile bottle of $8,000. Like, right. What would a guy give up to lose on $8,000, not $7,000? Because that's another nafkamina. As opposed to if it was an oral commitment, so then you just go by the going rate, whatever job he could have gotten, you know, and he gave up for you. Okay? So let's take an example.
They're both oral commitments.
No. One is
his one. You gave a special dollar amount.
If
you already
fixed the
Hochu and gave him a dollar amount.
The longest of Hochu is that it changes from a verbal commitment to a
hischilu. It's a kinyan. Yeah. Okay. So now this is the sugya of Gemara. And again, we're talking about one specific case out of all the parameters. Okay, there's like 16 cases. The first case we discussed right now is the case, which is pretty common, is when the employer is backing out on the employee, either just after the level of the verbal commitment, and he causes him a loss or he doesn't cause him a loss, and that was one case, and after he started actually working, then you're chayv no matter what.
But if they started, but he could still go back, so he has the kinyan, he has the half of his wages in the bag, is he chayv to now go back if he could go back?
And look for other work.
What do you mean?
And look for other work.
Oh, okay, good. So that's a machlokes. Well, let's learn the Shulchan Aruch now. Okay?
No.
The question is, can the Baal Bayit, he's asking like this. Let's say he started working. He went to the work site, and I back out on it. So now, I tell him, listen, I'm not going to pay you a full day salary. I'm going to pay you a kapo balto, so you can get half your wages. But it's early enough in the day. Go find yourself another job. Yeah. He says, well, I don't want to get another job. I talk him want the day off. I'll take the day off and I'll get paid half my salary, right? So do you have a right to force him to get the other job or not? What you're saying?
You're paying him
in
half.
In Svar, you're saying, or legally, what
you? No, I'm saying in American law, yes, you have damages for the breach of contract, but the other party has a duty to what's called mitigate the damages. Uh-huh. They can't just sit back and let the damages flow. They have to do what they can to lessen the damage.
Right, uh-huh. That's fine.
Uh-huh. So they can work someplace else or find work reasonably within a reasonable effort or whatever.
He's got to try.
Uh-huh. He's not going to collect from you.
Right. Okay, so that's like, we'll see. The Shach brings 2 days on this, okay? So let's look at the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Lam Gimel, Sif Aleph, okay? That's later on in the packet after all the Gemara. After Shin Lam Beis, it's Shin Lam Gimel. On the bottom of the page, it's called Beis and Shulchan Aruch. What? What? Okay, it's Chav Beis in the Shulchan Aruch pages. Hasoicher, I think, yeah, Sif Aleph, we'll just read it. Hasoicher Sapoilim, hit to his Balabais. He hired someone and they fool each other, they trick each other, or Balabais hit to Oisam. Eilim Zel Ze Ela Tarumis. Again, so that's what we said. If you back out, this Tarumis means that there's a Taina because it was an oral commitment. Now, okay, let's skip that Ramah. We'll continue into the Mechaber on the next page. The Medvar Mamurim. When is that said? Is according to the Braisa, b'shaloi halchu, is if they didn't start the job yet. Aval halchu achamar envelay matzu tvua. If the porter went there and he couldn't find work, poyalimu matzu sadik shilecha. Or the worker went to the field and they found that it's flooded and they can't work there. Oy shesachem lahashkes asade. Or they were supposed to water the field. Umatzosh and smalamayim. Or they found that it's already.
You
don't have to. So now there's another condition here which we didn't learn about, which we're going to talk about next week. The Shach says it's more in detail later in Shin Lamed Aleph. If the Balabayas, okay, the reason he backs out is from circumstances beyond his control. So then, what?
I've arranged.
Yeah, it's okay. It's totally out of his control. Okay, so then he's Taka Potter. Okay, then he's Taka Potter. For example, you hire someone you hire a musician for a chasana, and Lamaisa, the chasana never happens.
Broke, right?
So. It's out of your control. You don't have to pay for that because it's totally out of your control in that case.
It's like an act of God provision.
Is that what that it's called?
Yeah, but right? In the case of the chasana, it's dependent on
the act of God provision.
He cannot get another job.
Yeah, the musician booked that
time. The purpose of the contract has disappeared.
No, but I'm saying, but let's say it's your fault that the purpose of the contract disappeared.
Well, it's definitely a hard thing.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm saying.
If you're renting a house for a wedding,
and now the wedding doesn't happen.
The wedding doesn't happen. It's outside of your control.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So if you're an oinus on the fact that you're going back, if you're a complete oinus, so then you don't have to pay. And that's what the rest of the Shema is about. The whole, maybe next week we'll talk about what's called an oinus. Rain, flooding, is that called, you should have known about it or not? Maybe you should have known about it because
it's rainy season.
Yeah, or it rained at night and you know the nature of your field. You could have called the guy first thing in the morning and told him, listen, I know my field, even though it's all the way in the country, but I know in my field that when it's that type of rain,
it
gets flooded.
Right.
Okay, so the worker doesn't know. Different fields are different, but I know my field. It gets flooded. So there's different things that are in your control and not in control that we're going to talk about maybe next week. What's called in your control and not. But in the meanwhile, the reference here is to the fact is that this whole thing is only when it was in the it was your fault. It was the Balbais's fault, and he didn't back out for no reason. Okay, now let's go to Beis. Okay, let's go to Siv Beis. Okay, Beis says like this. When do we say that if they didn't start the work, it was just an oral commitment, that there's only tarumis as opposed to any monetary claim, is dafka that's provided only b'shaloi hayu choylem lahaskir atzmam emesh. It's only because they couldn't have gotten on a different job, so I wasn't gurim them a hefsid that they lost their job. Aval, however, im hayu niskarim emesh, if they could have gotten a job yesterday, va'achshav, next page, einam niskarim klal, but now because of they committed to me, they gave up their job. Harei zeh kedavar ha'avud lahem, it's like a davar ha'avud, it means I was guarding them a loss. V'noisin lem scharam kepoil bato, I have to pay him like a poil bato. Okay, now, if you look on your question in the Shach, Sivkatan Tess, which is in the top corner, okay? If you look in the Shach, Sivkatan Tess over there, so the Shach brings down from the tour.
One line down.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's second wide line in the top left corner, the Shach. Mm-hmm. So the Shach reads like this. He says, Mashmad im moitzim lehistaker. If they could get another job, ein tzar chabal bais l'shalom lehem kapoy abotel. If they could get another job, I don't have to pay them. Elam shalom lehem apchas. I only pay them the difference in value. V'chein mashma mi mash kosev achakach. Aval im moitzim mishi yiskor v'chein mashma b'tur. He quotes a tour now in the first in line. Noisin lehem scharin kapoyel v'im amar loy leich v'hasker atzmucha. The Baal Bais says, go hire yourself out. V'mashatuchel v'ani ashlem al scharcha hashir shepasakti imcha. Let's say he says, listen, you could, I could still get a job, but since I'm last minute, I can't charge as much. Okay?
So, I'd get less than
you hired me for $100 for the day. I can still get a job now, but I'm only going to get it for $80. So the Baal Bais says, it's kedai for me. 20. Go work the $80 and I'll be paid the $20. That's fine. Tzarech la'soisai. Tzarech la'soisai. You see the lashon of the Torah? He has to do it. Mashma, says the Shach, it seems like from the Torah, the ratzaloy ma da'apoyel mechuyiv la'soisai samalacha. The poyel has to do it. Ve'enu yacholoy mar eshev batel. You can't say, I want the day off. V'tashel mi kapoyel batel. Pay me the $50 for my paid vacation. So he can't say, give me the $50 as a poyel batel. He can say, give me the $20 for working and getting me up to $100. The choice is up to the Baal Bais. Okay? Now, the Habach, however, the Bach Siv Beis Kasav.
If he finds a job,
then you have to pay Mashlim to the 100.
How much is per bottle?
Per bottle is 50.
And what if he finds a job for 40?
Oh, so the Brayer is Biyad Baal Bais. He could tell, it's not worth it for me to pay you 60 to work. Right.
He has to bring him up all the way to 100 right. If he works.
Correct.
If he works.
Right. Correct.
If he
works. So therefore, the Brayer is Biyad Baal Bais. You understand what he was asking? Now, let's say the Poyle Bottle rate, the paid vacation rate for a $100 worker is $50. Now, the guy can get a job for 80, so the Baal Bais could say, I want you to work for 80, and I'll give you the 20 to get you back up to 100. But let's say the only job he can get at this point is no one's going to be willing to pay him more than 40. So now for the Baal Bais to get him up to 100 for the day is going to cost him $60. He said, you know what? Take the paid vacation and I'll give you 50.
Right.
I don't want to pay you 60.
Why should he pay more?
So he has the choice. The Brayer's be out of Baal Bais.
Work done, though.
Not his work.
It's not his work anyway.
I'm
talking about someone else. Now, the Habach, however, the Bach argues on this. Okay, Isaac, listen. He says, Kasav shah Brayer be out of poil. The Bach argues on the Shach.
Why?
The Bach says that the Poyel can decide, I'm taking the paid vacation, you messed me up,
it's your fault.
I'm not going to go drive myself crazy to get another job. So now the question is, in a machlokes,
is he right?
So now the question is, over here, the Shach paskins lufini as daiti near kumash kasati. The Shach paskins this way. So I guess the Allah is like the Shach that you would have to tell the guy. No.
Which is the paskin? Like the Torah.
Like the Torah. The only question is, I wonder.
Let's say he finds him the job and there's no tircha. I'll find you a job.
Okay,
I'll do everything.
So then
I'll just get you
the
job.
And I'll
find
you. I don't want that.
Yeah, so I'm not sure.
It's the same
type
of job that he committed.
I'm not sure. Now there's going to be a different case later on the Shulchan Aruch. What about if it's a harder job, but he'll get paid more, according to the same pay scale? But now he's going to get $100 for a $100 job. But now for him to work extra hard,
right.
I found him a job. He can get a job that he's going to have to work harder, but he's going to get $120. So we were talking about he's going to have to work the same and get paid a little less, so I have to give him up to the $100. Right. Let's say he can get a harder job, but he'll get paid more for it.
He's not mechuyev to get a harder job.
Yeah, but he'll get paid more. And he doesn't have to take a harder job to get the same money. Right. But is he mechuyev to take the harder job to get paid more?
He never committed to work hard.
Huh?
The common law? No.
What? He's not mechuyev. It's his choice.
Your deal was your deal.
He never committed to work harder job. More than that.
You're going to schlep for me 100 bricks for $100.
Right.
If I don't do that, then we got to work out the losses. To say, you know, I'll get you another job, you have to schlep 120 bricks for $120. That's a whole contract.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what you're saying in terms of damages.
Yeah. Okay, so
reliance. It's the difference between expectancy damages, which is the damages of what your contract would have been. $100 for the work you did. The other one is how much did you lose by what you did, the steps
right.
you took, the reliance.
Right.
There it gets a little mushy.
Okay, so here there's a Ramah. So if you look, the Ramah says like this. He says, "V'im niskarim b'pachas mosham apchas, v'im halchu afal pishlo hayu moitzim lahasker atzman emesh." Later on in the Ramah, I'm continuing the third line of the Ramah. The third line of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, and page Chav Gimel. V'im halchu, but if they went to the worksite afal pishlo hayu moitzim lahasker atzman emesh, even if they could not have found a job yesterday, noislim scharim k'poyel baltim because they already started. V'husha achshav einam niskarim klal. That's only if they can't get another job now. But if they can get someone to hire them now, now look at this Ramah. The small letters here. V'yesh oimrim. Tafilu le'motzu rak malacha kveda. Let's say they could only find a harder job, mizu, from the one that they were originally hired. Rak shiroitzim lo'hoisef b'schar, but they're going to get paid more. Tzrichim lahaske atzma b'mokam akam. They have to take the harder job. V'yesh cholkim. So Mechuk is in 2 days in the Ramah. Yeah. Now, I don't know who the Mukhsak is. Usually the Klal in Chosh Mishpat is different than the Klal in Ar Chaim near Ardea. Normally, if there's 2 days and it's a Safik Deraisa, so you have to be Machmer. Safik Derabani can be Mako. By Mominus, if there's two opinions, then it goes by the Mukhsak. It goes by whoever's the Mukhsak, whoever owns, has the money. He could say, listen, so over here, who's the Mukhsak? Do you say that the Baal Bais is the Mukhsak because it's his money? So you can't get the money out of me until you go get the other, or no. There was a Kenyan. I'm the Mukhsak on my work. I don't have to go work for you. You can't force me to go work, and you write, as now the status quo is you owe me $100. You can't force me. You have to prove to me that you can force me to take that job.
That's not
what's
going
to work. No, you already owe me $100.
I owe you $100 only
on the work. The guy wants to take the pay ball. He wants to take the paid vacation. I want to work. Or you say no. I don't have to pay anything. You can get a job for $120. So go work the harder job. So who's the mukhsak over here?
Still the
I would say, I already got the money out of you.
I owe the money still in his hand.
Yeah, but that doesn't make you the mukhsak, because you owe it to him. What, let's say I know for sure.
If you owe it to him, it's still
my money. But only calls
money. If I borrow, if I for sure borrowed $100 from you, and there's a suffix if I paid you back, so I have to pay you. I am, what? No, but if you have a star, you have a star that I owe you the money. I'm kind of connected to the star. So you're the mukhsak.
That's the raya.
Even though I'm
physically raya, though.
No, but that's not the point. The point is that the fact is that I owe you the money. Who cares if the money is physically in my rishus? Doesn't make a difference. If it's for sure proof that I owed it to you at one point in time. So. Well, if there's a star.
Come on with that
card. Oh, you said the card is considered
the Muxakai's
possession, right?
A okay. Star is.
A star is, right. I'm saying. Okay, so Lamaisa over here, there's a big tumult.
Right, without the raya, you don't have any money.
There's a big, and also, there's a big tumult that who's the Muxak in these cases? Because you're trying to force him to work, but he's trying to get money out of you. So he's the Muxak on his goof. You can't force me to take a job that you can't prove to me I have to take. You have to prove to me that I'm willing to take that job. Yeah, you can't prove to me. You want to be mighty work out of me that I don't think I have to give you. Right? And I'm tiny, and you want to be mighty money out of me that I don't think I have to give you. So who's the most? Right? So it's an interesting child. One other thing. Okay? Before we close, there's one other thing. This whole halacha, this whole taisis and the rush that we're saying, that you owe him for the loss, you owe him for the loss of money because you told him that he's going to work for you, and now, and you regard him a loss that he lost the job. The Ketzais over here, and maybe we'll learn it inside next week if we have a chance, but the Ketzais asks Akasha on this whole thing. That's not true. The halacha, he asks Akasha that it's not called a grum on that. Because there's a halacha, let's say a guy has a cow. A guy has a cow, and I lock up the cow. I didn't kill the cow. And he makes $100 a day. He makes $100 a day with the cow. And I take the cow, I lock it up in the door, and I throw out the key. So he can't make the $100 today. Do I owe him the $100 or not? So the halacha is that you don't owe it to him. It's mevatel kisa shechaveira. I was manea you for making money, but I don't owe you the money for the $100. So frek the ktsois, I don't frek the ktsois akasha on the whole taisvis over here, that why is everyone assuming that this garmi that you owe him for lack of making a reva? Frekta ktsois, that you don't, l'chor, there's no garmi over here. That's what he ties.
Why is this different than a regular garmi? What's the difference, Lawrence? I'm saying. I hear it.
It's minyas reva. It's not a loss. Garmi means that I didn't slash your tires. I put the stone in front of your thing that it was garmi to slash your tires. Like, wait, something like that. Over here, there's no loss at all. I didn't. It's a future gain. Future gain is no garmi.
Is regular employment called future gain?
It's mevatel kisa shechaver. If I was garmi, you ahead. Not a minyas reva.
People count on that.
Yeah. So
how many bills do you pay with money?
I don't know. You put a stone and you didn't slash the tire. You put a stone that you nice. You garmi that this tire got ruined. So you mazik him, but derech garmi, not a mice hezek. It's a garmi of hezek. But here you only. So this is the ktesis kasha. And he brings it from his son and everything. Well, I said there is a complicated answer in the Ketzais. He says there's a difference between taking away the potential for someone to himself work or taking away his material, his cow. His cow, that's just you were Goyim Hezek on the cow and then you're not chayav for. But a person taking away his ability to work, that's worse. That's worse. That's
more direct.
That's Dal Dvon. It's Sheves. We've been Sheves. Because that's halach and sheves, that if you're mazik someone, one of the things you have to pay for is taking away his ability to work. So this is the Ketzoyis says. Mice at the end, the Ketzoyis does not like it. And the Ketzoyis himself with paskins over here, that since it's a suffix, he holds it's a suffix. And even though Tosfos and everyone says it is a garmi, but he holds that it's not a garmi. And therefore, it will come out from the Ketzoyis that even after, now I don't know what the halach and mice is, because there's a nesivus that answers the Ketzoyis' kasha, but the Ketzoyis L'maisa says that in such a case, again, what we're talking about is there was no kinyan, there was a verbal commitment, and at the end of the verbal commitment, by the time you backed out, the guy couldn't get another job. We came out the whole sugya from the Rishonim that you're chayv to pay, whatever the loss. The Ketzoyis holds not like that, that you're not chayv to pay, and he holds Kedaihu, Rabbeinu Chananel, when he brings a shittas Rishonim, Lismechalav, that at least that you're the muchzak, you don't have to pay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Right.